Hello and welcome to Designer Discussions with Jason, Miriam, and Maria. Today, Miriam and Maria are talking about Brand Partnerships Part 2. Welcome to Designer Discussions Podcast with
Miriam,
Maria,
and Jason. Tune in each week where we discuss marketing, PR, and business advice for design professionals.
Hello. So Miriam and I have decided to take on a project and broadcast about it while we are working on it. So many interior designers are wondering, how do I get brand partnerships? How do I begin working with brands and help create content for them and ourselves and get some of the expenses and overhead associated with documenting our design projects covered or subsidized by the brands. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on how to execute some of that, those services that you would want to provide that the brand would expect and what you're going to be experiencing. And since we're going to be doing this live time, just like in episode 108, we brought up how to talk to those brands right before you went to KBiz and what to do at KBiz. We're going to now talk about what's it like to figure out what your photography going to be like, who do you ask, what do you ask for, and how are you going to be able to execute those things with the information that you can find.
Yes, and just to clarify, when we talk about brand partnerships. And this, a lot of what we're going to talk about is how to create content. But this is not, that does not mean that this is intended for influencers who work this as a business. The way we're trying to convey this is really for an interior designer or a design business who's working on a project and who's looking to partner with brands for a specific project that can turn into a longer term partnership, possibly. But is not about generating content for money specifically.
So first was, I needed to know, what is making content for brands? Like, is that different than just sharing images on social media? What does that process start to look like? And I wanted to ask Miriam, because with working in the public relations side of these brands, they are asked to have people that want to do this type of work with them regularly. But I don't understand. What does that look like from your perspective, Miriam?
So on the brand side, it's something to keep in mind is that brands are, they're always looking for content and specifically images that showcase their products. And it is very expensive to generate good photography, because oftentimes that would require building a set or finding a set somewhere in an existing project where you can photograph it. That's the first challenge. Then the second challenge is, and I'm sure everybody who's listening to this knows how expensive it is to hire a professional photographer. It's a lot of time, money, and effort. So if brands can get good content that highlights their products in a beautiful setting, they're going to be very interested in working with you. So that's just always something to keep in mind. And brands love to work with designers because obviously the quality of the project that you're going to deliver is going to be great. We did talk a little bit about how to initiate some of these relationships in episode. Maria, what episode was it?
108.
It was 108, episode 108, where we talked about how to approach brands at KBiz. And a lot of what we talk about in that episode is true in under other circumstances as well. You know, it just would not be at a trade show, but the approach itself pretty much is the same.
Which, by the way, it worked, right?
Which Maria is the living example of how well that works. You know, maybe you can say a couple of things about that just to demonstrate how effective that approach is.
So I think the most interesting thing was that most of the designers were in their showrooms, walking around and looking at the product, right? They were walking around, looking at stuff, talking to the sales reps, right? But the second I said, it didn't matter how busy the display was, the second I said, who is your PR person? Everybody stopped what they were doing. People looked around, looked like prairie dogs, check in for the PR person immediately, like within 2 seconds, had me in front of the PR person. PR person is like pulling out their personal cell phones, giving me their all of their contact information. And we're like, yes, we want to do it. Contact us. We are super excited that you reached out to us. So first off, never, ever, ever did I expect that type of response.
You didn't believe me.
No.
Now you do, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So that was amazing. Yes. So that, number one, told me that what you're telling me to do is more of what people should be doing. Because if they're that responsive, if they're that enthusiastic about it, this means this is a great opportunity for designers to be reaching out to brands to start these processes.
And I mean, you don't have to give them all the information and all the details, and that no agreement has to be set. This is just an initial conversation. And then as you go into the negotiations, so to speak, I'm like, you don't have to have a proposal and say, you have to have information about your project, you know, what it is that you're planning to do, you know, do you already have plans to have it professionally photographed? You know, do you have plans to post on social media? Do you have plans to pitch it to a media outlet for publication? So you can include all that general information, but you want to do this well ahead of the time that the project actually gets executed, because keep in mind that, you know, we have to specify the product, it has to be ordered. And sometimes those channels are different from regular projects. It may take a little longer, it may take less time, who knows, but just be generous with the time that you give yourself to do this. But yeah, just reach out and tell them your idea, your project, you know, and say, I'm interested in collaborating, you know, I'm going to have photography. And then as we talk through this, like we did with you, we can go into the details of what that might look like and who might be able to contribute financially to what to, you know, alleviate some of the burden on you as the person who's actually working the project.
And Miriam, I don't know if I told you, the only two questions any of the people asked me were, is it going to be professionally shot? And what is your timeline? Only two questions I was asked.
Yep.
And I think because my project's already in the works, it's not like I'm starting this from, we might be doing this project, you know, framed at this point, you know, and I have a deadline, like a reasonable window of time that the project is going to get to completion and we would do the photo shoot. So I think having that information on hand was really important. It helped. I saw a little relief in their face when they felt like, oh, we could meet the timeline, because I think they were actually very interested and not like, oh, no, this is the, you know.
Because honestly, often what happens is that designers will come to you like very last minute. They say, okay, I'm working on this project. You know, the bathrooms are ready to go. The plumber's going to come in 2 weeks. You know, can you provide this product? Okay. So you don't want to do that. You really want to come across as somebody who approaches this professionally. And this is part of how you... this is part of how you want to execute the project, and you are providing an opportunity to the brand to be part of it. It's not like you're not asking them for a favor, you know, you're not asking them for free product. You say, you know, we can have this partnership, and in exchange for product, I am, and potentially a contribution to the photography, it depends how you're gonna, we can talk about that in more detail, but you, you are offering them an opportunity. It's a mutually beneficial partnership that you're entering. You're not going there asking for free product.
So one of the, so just to give you an idea of what this process has looked like for me is, number one, I have Miriam to help me out, right? And that's why I want to share the information that I get from Miriam, because I want other people to have the opportunity to understand how this works. But then the next step was to talk to photographers and to kind of have an idea of who the photographer is going to be on the project and how they feel about working with brands. One of the things that I did was I looked for photographers that get placed in magazines, and then I checked with them and asked them how they feel about brand partnership photo shoots. And what's really good is that some of these photographers are going to be like, yeah, I already know how I handle this. Like, I already, no problem. You know, I know how many licenses I hand out. This is what I charge per image. And a lot of the photographers were just like, you need to charge them for your styling and setup fee, no matter what. They were like, they should be covering styling and setup fees for the photo shoot on top of each individual photograph. So even the photographers were like, you shouldn't be doing all of this work, and every image that people buy from you should only be at my cost. Like, we understand your value and we want to give you an opportunity to have some say in how this is going to go. And the photographers were like, this is my rate. This is what I'm willing to do with you. And if you, you know, if the brand wants an extra day, they can hire me. Mm-hmm. If the brand wants to have videography, I can also do videography. And that wouldn't be something that necessarily you would have to cover, because I do feel like my obligation is to be able to swing a photographer for a full day and get a full day's worth of photos done. If I get one brand, if I get 20 brands, either way, I need to know I'm doing a full day photo shoot and I'm getting a certain number of photos, right?
Exactly. And we talked about this too. It's like, it's important for you going into the photo shoot to know what the shot list is going to be. And since you are only getting a limited number of photographs for yourself, it's like you're going to determine what the photographs that you're going to want for your own use. And if there are additional, and it'll, of course, like that will feature the products of your brand partners as well. But I don't think it's unreasonable to ask the brands or you can offer it to them and say, okay, if you would like more shots of your product in the space, you know, that's going to cost something. All right. The styling and that, I'm like, I'm not sure that I would love that if you came to me with that, because you're going to do that for you too. You're not just doing that for me. Mm-hmm. So, maybe that can be part, if there are other shots that the brand wants, maybe that can be part of it, right? You can weave it in there somewhere, but I mean, you're not going to be able to ask every brand to pay for the setup, because you only set up once and it benefits everybody. So I would just be a little bit careful, but I think the brands are really going to be appreciative if you think ahead of how, like, the copyright and everything is what implications that is going to have for them and what that is going to cost them. So if you can be completely transparent with that, because not all the PR marketing people might think about that, you know, so if you can help them along in that process, I think that's going to be super helpful. And if they want specific photography of their products, they should pay for it.
The next thing on our list is, yes, communication. It's going to be reaching out to the brands with a PDF that tells them about the project. And so this was an interesting concept. I hadn't thought of it. I was talking to Miriam about it. And I was like, do you want a website? Do you want a Dropbox? Like, what do you want? She was like, no. Can you tell me what you would like to see in that PDF?
So, and Anna, a PDF, I think, is good because you can easily share it with other people. You can save it. You know, you could also just put it in the email itself. But I always find it easier to stay organized if you have an actual file that goes with it. But I would keep it super basic. It's like, if you think, you know, everybody gets a gazillion emails a day. I do not want to read a novel about your project or about yourself. I want to know, you know, who you are, what your credentials are, you know, how you're qualified to pitch me this. I want to know what the project is, you know, just the basics, like where is it, how big it is, what is the scope of it, what's the style of it, you know, and what types of, where you are in the process, the timeline. You know, I really don't need to know anything else than that. And so I would say a one pager. And that's just about the project. You don't have to even include a lot of information about yourself, because just have a your basic information and a link to your website, and I can always go there and find that. But I want to know about the project.
So next thing on the list was, I asked Miriam, I said, well, you know, what if all these brands get these photos at the same time I get these photos? How can I pitch a magazine? You know, am I allowed to even share snippets of this project in social media? Like, now I'm in like a whole nother level that I've never mm-hmm. been before. And how do I handle that aspect of it? You know, is it more important to get it published? Do the brands even want to wait to release those images? And those types of questions. So, Miriam.
I think that the brands would wait. And Anna, if it depends what level of magazine you're pitching, right? If you wanted to pitch one of the big national magazines, you'd have to do that like as soon as you start planning your project, because they might be working out a year, you know, some of them even more. I'm like, so as soon, and they don't need pictures. That's impossible, right? It's like, but as soon as you have basically the scope, you know what you're going to do, you hope, if you get to that point, you probably have a relationship with the editor already. And you can say, hey, I'm working on this. Is this something you might be interested in? The earlier you can start, the better. You would do that before you approach your brand partnerships, a long time before. Because if you can say that, even if you say, I am, and this actually, I've received a lot of emails where people would say this, is, I am talking with, and you can even be specific about the magazine. I'm talking with House Beautiful, Elle Decor, whatever other magazine, you know, I'm talking with them about the possibility of getting this published without saying for sure it's going to get published, because you may not know. Or some people will just say, I'm actively working on getting a media placement or several, you know, for this project. So that's a big incentive for the brands, because it's PR that they don't have to work for. So that is definitely important. But at the same time, you are going to want to include in the agreement that they are not to release any of the photography before the time of the publication. And this really is only a requirement of the bigger publications. I'm like, I don't know, if you end up going with a regional magazine, some of them are like that too. So you're just going to have to work with the magazine and make find out what their requirements are. You know, do they allow you to share certain things on social media, or do they not? Not everybody is the same. So it's communication really is key. Communication with your media partner that you want to work with, communication with the brands, making sure that the release of the assets, you know, happens in the right order. But it's definitely a big perk, and brands are going to love you for getting PR for their products. There's no doubt about it. And you know what? If you are not quite sure how to approach the PR angle of it, it's like, if you're working with these brands, it might also be something you can talk to them about. If you build a really good relationship with them, like they may have connections, if you're farther into the process and you haven't been able to land a placement yet, can you say, they might have ideas of which publication might want to pick it up, and or they may have an agency that helps them with that. And they may even be willing to do the pitching for you. You don't know. So it's really important to just have these conversations as you move through the project.
All right. So we have lots more to explore on this, and we're going to keep posting about it here on the podcast. And we hope at the end of this, once we get all the results together, we can kind of help guide other people through this process. So our next episode will be what happens next and what we learned and what are some of the questions that Miriam is helping walk me through during this process. I'm excited to learn more about this, and I hope that you will join us more and learn why you would want to choose a brand partnership and take an opportunity to create some content for the brands over just keeping the images for yourself and only sharing them on your website, because this is an opportunity that seems like it can really help grow a business. It seems it would ultimately help get better coverage, get you more exposure, and really help. Yeah.
Because you have to keep in mind that the brands are going to use this, use your images. And it, I mean, obviously it needs to be properly accredited to you. So it really can elevate the exposure you can get for your projects on many different levels. Yeah, I'm excited to answer more questions. You know, sometimes the answers are a little vague, but that it's all a moving target. And there are a lot of things happening at the same time, and not every brand's the same way. So you have to sort of keep an open mind as you go through this. But I love these types of partnerships because I truly think that it is a win-win for the designer. It's a win-win for the brand. You know, it's a win-win for the media that get involved in it. So it's like everybody wins, which what could be better?
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on what we're up to over here at Designer Discussions, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Your business is unique and your marketing should be too. Discover how to personalize your approach for SEO, PR, and beyond to attract more of the clients you love to work with. In our Academy membership with us Designer Discussions podcast hosts as your personal coaches, we show you how to customize your marketing. With weekly live sessions, an exclusive community, practical resources, and expert guidance, we're here to simplify your marketing and boost your business. Sign up at designerdiscussions.com or follow the link in the show notes.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Designer Discussions and all of the helpful information. Subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. We look forward to having you back next week. For more information on the podcast and the marketing studio, visit designerdiscussions.com and follow us on social media.